Okay, Rabbi said, we are at the very, very end of Siman Tzadik Aleph. That's page 248. So we're going to be concluding that. Then, straight away, in a few minutes, we're going to start Siman Tzadik Beit, which is the halachas of Tzorech Nekov, if somebody's got the urge to be excused. So there's a bit of halachas on that. We'll be doing that. I want to do that quite fast. Then moving on, we're going to be reaching this week still. I want to get to Siman Tzadik Gimel, which is the famous halacha of trying to get ready for davening by having an hour of before davening. We'll be talking about that, and finally, hopefully, we'll still get as well this week to the halachas of facing the right direction. Some fascinating halachas and discussions about that, facing the right directions, mizrach or not exactly mizrach. That will be discussed as well. So this is the agenda for this week, Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, so at the very end of Siman Tzadik Aleph, we're learning. So we discussed really the end of last week was the requirement of perhaps having a belt and perhaps also the halacha of having head covering besides the kapel during Shemona Esrei. We said about the hand will not suffice unless it's somebody else's hand. Now, following from that, Vov concludes that and wraps it up with the following statement: Derech haChachomim, the ways of the Chachomim, the Talmidim of their pupils, is as follows: Shelo yispalelu, they should only daven elok shem atufim when they are completely wrapped up, totally covered. So, whilst whilst there is perhaps not a complete requirement. To cover, we said couple, perhaps yes, perhaps not, and perhaps lay on top of that, perhaps yet, perhaps not. We discussed that last week. But going beyond that, the derech of the chachamim, of the wise men of Talmidei Chachamim, they ensure to be completely wrapped up, completely covered. And yes, as we discussed, also Mishnah Berurah brings from the Zohar, perhaps to cover even as much as the eyes as well, perhaps during Shemona Esrei. But this, again, I will emphasize, it's not halacha, it's just a chumrah or akpada beyond the basic halacha. And then the Ramah finishes off with the following additional statement, which is as follows: Uve'ez zam, in times of great distress and difficulty, yesh lechabek hayodayim, b'shas atfila. I don't exactly know what that means. To hug yourself with your hands. I don't exactly what the act is. Like a servant before his master. So when is the great times of chas v'sholem, as we say in Yiddish, Mizol Nishvissen, when there's times of great distress and difficult times for Knal Yisrael, a person should kind of hug himself when he davens, like a servant will do in front of his master. Does anybody know exactly what the format of that is? I would do that. Perhaps something on those lines. Yeah, perhaps something on those lines. Uve'ez sholem, but if there is great peace, if there is peace, times of peace, person should adorn himself with God im noim, with nice, clean clothes, they spalel to daven. So we're learning of it two additional elements. When there is chas v'sholem, very difficult times, there's a certain position one should daven like a avde kamemare, like a servant before his master. They should have an additional kind of humble approach and standing. That's if there's difficult times. However, if there's shalom, there's peace, then he should make sure that his clothing is representative to that. Yeah. Yes, Siman Tzadik Beis. Hanitzach on the cover of somebody who has the urge to be excused. V'din rechitz letfila, and the halachas of rechitz of washing for davening, v'shar hachonis letfila, all the other hachonis preparations for tefillah. By the way, in Yiddish, when somebody's, there's that expression, it's just interesting to know, just for, somebody says, he's going hachonis, preparations for when someone talks about hachonis, preparations, well, that means, generally, in the linguistic aspect, the way Yidden talk to each other, when you talk about hachonis, preparations, often people mean simply being excused. It's just a very, linguistically, very elegant way of speaking. Macht hachonis means that he's going to, somebody needs to be excused. Ali Spalili should not daven. Furthermore, the mispalin, if it did daven tefillah so te'eva, his tefillah is te'eva, is not, is abomination. That's it. And to such an extent, but so echlachzer v'leispalin is to redaven, is to daven over again. So if a person really has got the urge to be excused, he should not daven, and if he does daven, he's not yotze. V'hanamela, this is only she'en yochalami datzma k'sheh luch pas. So that's if in an instance that he is he's got such a urge to go that he wouldn't be able to hold himself back for hiluch parsa. Now hiluch parsa, we have learned previously. How long is hiluch parsa? 4 mil. We learned previously. How long is that? 72 minutes. So if he wouldn't be able to hold himself back for an additional 72 minutes, then he's not yoytze. Avoleim yochel amid atzmek kishir parsa. But if he would be in theory, he'll be able to wait for 72 minutes, yotze b'di'evet. Of course, l'chadchile, he shouldn't daven like that, but b'di'evet, he will be yotze. Aber l'chadchile lo yispalel. But the way to daven is, the correct way of davening is always, l'chadchile lo yispalel, al sheyiv doik atzmoy, he should check himself. In other words, he should go and be excused before davening. Al sheyiv doik atzmoy, v'kol anitzrach, now we add, the Ramah adds another element to this, another dimension altogether. For somebody who has to be excused. Also, not only that he's not allowed to daven, and not only is not allowed to daven Shemana Esther, but in fact, it's well beyond that. The person shouldn't learn Torah when he feels he has to go. Don't learn Torah in such a case. Because the body of a person is a bit, I can't say, it's just not clean in a way, and it's not right, it's not the right situation to be learning Torah. But again, not to be yoitzer, it needs to be to such an extent that he won't be able to wait for 72 minutes. Mishneh Berurah says, in Sifkot Beis gives us a very, very big kulah, which is as follows. Sifkot Beis, at the top of the page. Yesh oimim, some say, this, a threshold that we have said now, that somebody is not yoitze davening, that's for gdolim, for waste. But if it's just the urge to urinate, but the effort for passing water, but the effort in tzarich lachzor v'leispalel, some say that even if he wouldn't be able to hold himself back for so long, he couldn't have. Nevertheless, but the effort, he's still yoitze, and tzarich lachzor v'leispalel, v'yeshchol came, and some disagree. So Abba Yisrael, we've got a machloikus over here. Somebody is unable to hold himself back for urinating, if he's within 72 minutes, can't hold himself back, and he still did daven, as to whether b'di'evet is yoytze or not. Some are lenient. Yeah. So we will be discussing that. That's the safe base. We'll learn that very shortly. Now, what about if somebody needs to go and he knows that if he's going to go now, he's going to miss Tefillah Betzeva. He's going to miss the minyan. He's going to miss him. What's better? He can go out. He can be excused. But then, by the time he'll miss Shmona Esther. He'll miss it. He'll daven b'yichidus. Or should he just daven b'yichidus and or he should daven with a minyan?
Is this if he can hold it for
72 minutes? Yeah. Yeah. So in the lechatchilah, in the situation that he knows he can hold himself. So Mishnah Berurah says, if gotten hay, rotzim afili yochelatze atzma beyotzim epas, even if he can hold himself back, kemen shu magish batzma ktsas shtoch nekavav, if you feel that you need to go a little bit, afili alidei ze sheinakez atzma, lo ye yuchoy leispalin im atzibu, you won't be able to daven with a minion. Nevertheless, afili hochito ev yoyzeh leispal b'yichid, you better than daven b'yichidas, daven in your own beguf nok with a clean body. Here you go. Rabbi says it's important that even if you are able to hold yourself back for those 72 minutes, and therefore you know that halachically you're going to be yotze, but it's still better to go out and be excused, even though you are going to daven b'yichidus afterwards. Better than to daven with a guf she'en enoki. Yeah. Now, Mishneh Berurah have gotten involved, tells us that divrei Torah, kol shkem b'kriyas shma, v'shar brochas, even brochas, any brocha, kriyas shma, anything, before saying a brocha, before Torah, before anything, just check, you don't need to be excused, and go. It's interesting that this led for people in Nebuchu who have got a bit of a, who have problems with OCD ish, you know, they're finding it difficult to. This is an area that becomes very, very difficult because there is, on the one hand, there is an aspect, I don't know if you've been involved with people, that, you know, every school has got, there is sometimes these issues of boys that, or adults that just have that. On the one hand, there's halacha, you need to have a gufnaki, and yes, we're learning now, l'chatchila. On the other hand, if a person gets too busy with it, it can really, really disturb a person's davening altogether, a person's yeshiva das. He's always going to be concentrating. Do I need to go? Do I not need to go? Do I need to go? So in such an instance, when it's clinical support. But Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, what happens? Okay, let's see Siv Beis. Your question, Siv Beis. In the emptied philosophy, what happens if in the middle of Shemin Esther and it's early time, suddenly he feels, oh, I need to go. In the middle of davening, suddenly, oh, I need to go. Middle of Shemin Esther. What is he meant to do? Yamid atzmai sheigmoir v'lo yafsik. So Shulchan Aruch starts saying that, keep davening, don't interrupt. V'im b'shas ki ha-shema v'b'yekoseh nisoir. However, if he suddenly feels the need to go in the middle of ki ha-shema, or in the middle of brachas of Shema, bein lektanim bein lekdolim, for whatever reason he may need to go out, but he needs to be excused, k'ere k'dako, he should carry on saying Shema and davening. Continue. V'davka she'eino misirimo continues, top of page 150. V'davka she'eino misave kol kach te'ismo shum bal tishaktsu. With that we said now, keep davening. Just keep davening. Whether it's Shema or whether it's Shemona Esrei, just keep davening. That's only to such an extent that there will not be a problem of the issa deraisa of bal tishaktsu. But if there is an instance that he will be reaching the threshold of Balte Shaktsu, which is a more severe level of holding yourself back, then you should take a stop wherever you're up to. You stop and you go and you be excused. So what is that level of Balte Shaktsu? So we're learning there's two levels here. First of all, we're clearly talking about somebody that before davening, he didn't have to go so much. If he really, really needed to go, then he did the wrong thing to start davening. But he, now in the middle of davening, suddenly feels a tremendous urge to go. So now, if he's able to hold himself back, he should do so. If, however, the holding back will lead to a situation of Balte Shaktsu, which is a very, very strong urge to go, and he just really, really needs to go, His focus and concentration is on that because he can't. Then it would be a level of Balte Shaktsu. Then there's an issur d'oraisa to hold himself back, and he should stop, and he should go be excused. But if he wants to, just go out. Even if the urge is not so great, but he just wants to quickly go out and be excused and come back, to urinate and come back, he's allowed to do so. There is a heter, if he feels that it's better for him, he can do so. But the only time that he must interrupt the davening and he must stop, that's if there's an issur of Balte Shaktsu.
When you come back, where do you stop?
Exactly where you stopped.
Exactly where you stopped, you don't stop from the beginning.
Yeah, so if it is a situation like this, that would be the halacha. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Shulchan Aruch Siv Gimel continues with a slight different point. Tzorich koidem tefillah before davening. Tzorich koidem tefillah before davening. A person must lehosik kichoi v'neyoi v'kol dover atoyud. A person must remove his saliva and his everything that may be in his mouth and in his nose and everything that is kind of disturbing his verbalizing and the talking of davening, he must remove that. Again, we mentioned that there was no tissues, and I think that halach is much better understood with that knowledge. There was no tissues around. So if a person has his throat or his nose or whatever, he needs to remove it all, saliva, etc., before davening. What does he mean, kol dover atoyodoy? Somebody once told me, and this is not the real pshat in this. What's kol dover atoyodoy? Everything that bothers him. What is it? What do you think could it be? Well, everything that disturbs him. He must remove everything that bothers him. Saliva. The kol dover atoyodoy must remove. He must What could he mean? Anything that disturbs him, he must give it off.
You mentioned it some time ago before dubbing, brushing your teeth.
Yeah, that's the same kind of aloch. It comes from the same, yeah.
So what could it be misinterpreted?
I'll tell you. Somebody once told me what kol davar todo means. Somebody once told me that kol davar todo means the mobile phone. Everything that bothers him is talking about the mobile phone. What do you think about that? It's a novel interpretation. Kol davar todo, everything that bothers him, there's a halacha that you should have to remove. Does that really talk about the mobile phone? It's a novel interpretation in this, but it's probably a misinterpretation. Because he's talking about physical things primarily. Okay, Siv Dalet, gentlemen, continue. Person must wash his hands. This we've spoken extensively in Siman Dalet. Person must wash his hands. B'mayim im yesh lo, if he has. V'imein lo, if there is no water available, tzorich he must lachzor achreim ad parsa. He must travel a parsa to get water to wash his hands. How much is a parsa? Yeah, correct. And how much is that? 72. Exactly, 72 minutes, 1 hour and a fifth. So you must travel, gentlemen, let's get this clear. You need to wash hands before davening. And you need to travel up to 72 minutes to get your water to wash hands. That's if the water is in the right direction, where you want to go anyway. But if it's the detour, add mil, you only need to travel a mil, which is, how much is a mil? 18 minutes. Choza. But if it's detour, you must not, you don't need to travel more than 18 minutes to get to your water. Here you go, Rabbi Isai. You need to go, if it's in your direction, you need to go 72 minutes to get your water. If it's out of your way, but it's detour, you need to go only 18 minutes for your water. Rabbi said, this halacha of detour and not detour, 18 minutes, 72 minutes, what does that remind you of? Something we spoke about a week ago. That's it. That's exactly where it comes from. That's correct. This is exactly where it comes from. The halacha of traveling to a minyan is learned from the halachas of water. It's the same concept. That's how far you need to go to get to water. That's the same halacha, how much you need to travel to get to a minyan. 18 minutes if it's your direction, it's 72 minutes if out of your way. Or if you feel you're going to miss davening, you need to clean your hands with pebbles, with stones, or with earth, or any other items that will take the main dirt away from your hand. This is it, Rabbi Yisrael. Ideally, you need to wash your hands with water. If there is no water, or it's going to take too long to get to water, what you need to do is you need to wash your hands from dirt. You've got dirty hands. You need to rub them. Scrape them onto something which will take away the main dirt from your hands.
But today, is any linear thing with cleaner?
Yeah, very good. So the answer is yes, you're right. Our hands today are far cleaner than our grandparents' hands and our great-grandparents' hands. They are definitely much cleaner. So therefore, there's definitely room for leniency. Yes, it's clear from context. Absolutely. Let's stop over here. We're going to summarize what we learned this evening. So first we learned about the Chumrah in Siman Tzadi Aleph Sivav, that the ways of the Chachomim and the Talmidim is to be completely wrapped when they daven. We also learned about the hugging position, if it's Chas V'Shalom bad times, and the clean clothing requirement if it's Eish Shalom. We also said that if a person has got an urge to be excused, he must not daven. He's not yotzer. Provided that he can't hold himself back for 72 minutes. If he can hold himself for 72 minutes, then still not great, but he's yotzer b'diavad. The Mishnah brings some are lenient with regards to urinating. We also said that one should ensure to check and clean oneself before davening. We also learned that this doesn't only apply with regards to davening, also applies with regards to kiyashma and learning Torah. If in the middle of davening this happens, then if it's an extreme urge, then he should stop and interrupt and be excused. If it's not the level of Balteshaktsu, he should just stop, he should just continue davening. Furthermore, we learned that a person should clean his mouth, and kol davar todo should be removed before davening. Washing hands is also a requirement. He should travel up to 18 minutes if it's out of his way for water, or 72 minutes if it's within his direction. If he's going to miss davening because of that, then he should not use water. He should just clean it with anything else. Okay, boys, so these are the halachos for this evening, and that's it. We'll good chodesh, and we'll continue tomorrow.